B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week stuck out of here.
5-15-75. Remember 5 and remember 7, because they're going to have a recurring attitude in my message. 5-15-75, my mother had me. We had no other route out. Because that woman right there, 5-15-75. You hear me? Yeah. Crazy, right? Some numbers you can never change. Numbers 515, 575. 515, 575. Crazy, right? 515, 575.
That's God's number.
515, 575.
That's why I'm still kissing you in the mouth.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. We're in the Town Fair Tire Studios. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv. Search 98.5 The Sports Hub. Subscribe. You can get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Go to your app store. Stream the show. Listen to podcasts. Read the blogs. Hear Ray Lewis, who's there the Ravens last night.
Yeah.
Fall to your New England Patriots.
What a good
in
win.
In the rain.
Yes, yes. Belichick controls the weather.
Well, I'll tell you, people have dismissed the team over the last couple weeks in the way that they play, but we've found out that if you get this team, they don't make any mistakes and they're in the rain. I mean, this is the Princeton team. Yeah. This is Princeton versus Georgetown.
No, seriously, that's a really good comparison, because the Patriots, we've said it the last couple of weeks, they can only win one way. They run the football with Damian Harris and Rex Burkhead and Cam Newton. They throw when they have to, and if you allow them to take time off the clock.
And you make defense, mistakes.
And no turnovers, no penalties.
Oh, yeah. The Patriots can't make any mistakes.
No.
They're
the least penalized team in the NFL.
Yeah, so the Patriots,
and that's what works for them.
Right. The Patriots can make no mistakes, and the other team has to make mistakes, and you have to control the ball and control the clock.
And hope to God your defense is good enough.
Right. And there you go. And, the formula worked yesterday. And congratulations to the Patriots. That is, and it keeps people's interest.
Good. Yeah. It was a great game. It was fun to watch. And, in the middle of whether this team can, do anything at the end of the season, I think most people realize that that's going to be tough, extremely tough to do. At least it gave you something to watch. If you're middle of the pack anyway, when it comes to getting a draft pick, which is what they're destined to be, then why not hopefully pull out a cool win like that, where you see talent that could be on your team for a while starting to bud? Like, as you said, Harris, he's growing into a star if he continues playing the way that he does. And Jacoby Myers is just getting better every week as well. So, I mean, this is kind of if you're not going to make the playoffs and you're not going to get a draft pick, this is kind of a best case scenario.
Yeah.
Which seems like a really weird soft spot to be in. But truly, if you're stuck in the middle, what do you want to see?
Well,
improvement from the young guys and entertaining football.
Yeah, this team is different than the other teams that are mediocre in that this is a team that's going to not change any of its regime. It's not going to change its general manager or its director of football operations or its coach. So you don't want to lose the locker room. And, the Patriots were not out tough yesterday. I think we played it in the clip that Damian Harris said, and it was obvious. I mean, Baltimore was trying to push him around, and the Patriots responded. And you have Cam Newton, and good for the team – he wears a Fez cap after the games to get you to talk about it. And here I am because I just saw it out of the corner of my eye just now. And good. I mean, that's great. I like it. Stay invested in the team. Good. Now, are they going to win anything? Absolutely not. Not in a million years. And you can call 617-779-0985. And I certainly will give you a platform to talk. And you can tell me how dumb I am. And then at the end of the season, you'll have evolved your opinion on the team and realize that they're not going to win anything. But nonetheless, today, if that is your feeling, feel free. No question about it.
You know what's weird, though, Fred? You know, despite what you're saying, they're also not getting any respect, you know, because I took a look at the line for next week, and you know that they're the dog by 2.5 points.
We were just talking about this.
If anything, don't you think they've just earned a little more respect than that?
Vegas isn't interested in respect. Vegas is interested in creating a line which they will win, and that is the line that Vegas has, prognosticators have said.
Yeah.
And so I think that that line's probably on point.
They're basically calling this game a pick'em because it's at Houston. And, Rich, we were just discussing what it takes for the Patriots to win football games. And because they have to be not perfect, but something close to that in executing their game plan, think about how fragile this team is with all the injuries. Are you telling me you're going to take a Houston win off the table next weekend?
No, not at all. But what this does, though, is Houston plays right into the Patriots' strength, and that is a team that self-sabotages itself. And Houston has completely been doing that all season long. And you just said it a couple minutes ago, Fred. You know, the Patriots have to play near-perfect football, and they have to wait for the other team to screw up. And Houston has been, they've been experts at that, not only this season, but the end of last season as well. So I think that the Patriots should be favored, but I don't definitely think it's a guarantee. There's no question. That's a game that really could go either way. But it does, as you say, play to the Patriots' strength, and that is waiting for teams to self-sabotage themselves, because there's a lot of that going on in Houston right now.
Yeah. Well, it's probably going to be pretty exciting a game based on, I didn't see any of it, but based on the score of the Houston-Cleveland game.
Oh, my God, it was awful.
This is going to be a game where it's just lights out offense.
Oh, it was
all over the place.
You think the Patriots are boring. Try watching Cleveland for 5 minutes.
Well, they just said, Baker Mayfield, you're not good at quarterback.
Yeah, what we're going to do is we have two very good running backs. We want you to hand the football off to those guys as much as possible.
And they're both going to run for 100 yards.
And you know what? That's the way we win ball games. And they did yesterday. Wasn't any fun to watch. It was awful to watch.
At a lot of bettors hating Nick Chubb this morning.
Yeah, I know.
There was a 3.5-point spread, right?
That's correct. Wrecked the backdoor cover, yes.
Yeah, if you didn't see the end of the game, there was, about a minute left, and, you know, the Browns are up by 3. And, you know, the whole thing was, if we get a first down, then we're just going to kill out the clock. And I believe Baker Mayfield may have even said to Nick Chubb, hey, listen, you know, if you get the first down, you know, run out of bounds, and we can just end this thing. And Nick Chubb just breaks loose, and he's, like, wide open to the end zone. And remember, the spread's 3.5. They're down by 3. And at the 1-yard line, Nick Chubb just goes, rip, and runs out of bounds. And, I mean, you can just hear the people in Vegas screaming, and fantasy owners for that matter. I mean, that would have been a nice little 6 points you could have popped up there. But, yeah, that is a bad – that's the definition of a bad beat right there.
Yep. So it will be – I got to tell you – clear your schedule for Sunday at 1 o'clock because you're going to see two titans of football going back and forth. It's going to be a clinic on just what to do on the football field. But this is the Patriots team that run the Princeton offense. And, again, it's an example of Bill Belichick's a great coach and a crap GM. And this is an example of it. This is the way this team has got to play. And he probably likes it because it's a lot of the old school. Maybe he'll go student body right next time. He'll just line everyone up and just go, stop us.
Give him credit. He saw how badly deficient this team is of talent on the offensive side of the football. He's like, how can I possibly win games? Well, I've been throwing the ball all over the place for 20 years. Here's a guy who can't do that. The touchdown passes that the Patriots completed last night, they had two touchdown passes last night, one from Cam Newton, one from Jacoby Myers. Those were their first two touchdown passes since October 5th.
Yeah, that's not in the game plan.
No.
The game plan is We'll do it. And by the way, they have to resort to trickery, as you've seen with onside kicks. And
5 weeks between touchdown passes for this team.
Well, there,
but you see, I don't mind trickery when it comes to playing the Ravens. Trickery when you're playing the Jets
sure.
is sad.
Sure.
Like last night, I was like, okay, good. All right. Yeah. That was awesome. Perfect place to do it. It worked out just the way you wrote it up. Yeah. But when you're doing it against the Jets, that's like, all right.
Well, they have to. They can't throw the ball. I mean, they have to. I mean, they have to. Now, I think it got in Belichick's head a little bit with the onside kick a couple games ago against the Bills when they scored and then he turned around and kicked an onside kick. I think he got a little excited. But, yeah, I mean, every game they're going to dial something up, keep you on your toes, because they have to. I mean, this team has to do that. And did you know Jacoby Myers played high school quarterback? And did you know that they had highlights on the ready last night?
Ready to go. That was either impressive or they just told him, hey, he's going to throw the ball, so have it ready.
Yeah.
I think it's option B.
Yeah.
I think they said, yeah.
That's too fortunate a coincidence.
We got a little something dialed up if you want. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Long-time listener. Big fan. I think we showed a little fight last night. I agree with what you guys are saying. I don't think we're going to be able to do anything. I think the rain played to our benefit. But I made it a point last night to watch Kyle Duggar, and this kid is a bomb. Like, watching him finish plays and just the way that he plays, I think he's going to be a total bust. I don't know if you guys have watched him at all, but what are your thoughts on that?
He is not lighting it up in terms of snaps on the field, I don't believe. If I'm remembering that correctly,
he's not starting.
I'll have to take a look.
No, yeah. I don't think he's out there a ton.
But you know what was impressive though? They finally let Chase Winovich loose, and he was great. He had one of his best games as a Patriot last night.
Statistically, and that's true.
So I guess he's technically out of the doghouse, and thank goodness because the team was better for it. He was good. You know, J.C. Jackson was able to make up for a bad week last week. He was good yesterday.
That first, the interception he had in the first half was, I mean, Lamar Jackson is, hachi-machi Lamar Jackson, not good. That interception was
thrown that pass.
No, that was a pop fly. I mean, Lamar Jackson not covering himself with glory. He seems to have been figured out a little bit. Yes, John.
Getting back to the rookies, I mean, I saw Uche had a sack last night, but by and large, how many rookies have really contributed other than the offensive lineman, Owenu, who by all accounts is one of the best?
They love Owenu.
He's been good.
You talk to the Pro Football Focus people who look at offensive line play.
That's all I know.
They apparently think he's one of the top 10 offensive linemen in the league.
Well, listen to the way they talk about him during the games. I mean, that's the only thing I know about offensive linemen. I'm not watching them.
They had the Pro Football Focus where he stands, and that he was like third out of 40, whatever.
Well, that was funny because they were like, the Ravens have this exceptional defense, and then they showed the Pro Football Focus numbers. You're like, wait, well, this is counter to everything that they've been saying.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole is better than the parts.
Right.
That's
right.
The way it all
works.
They
were missing. I mean, in fairness, the Ravens were missing a ton of people on defense yesterday, but it was interesting because they were like, this Ravens defense is like, well, then why do you use Pro Football Focus?
Yeah, because it's basically the opposite.
Yeah, they're all like crap, except for one corner. They were all rated low. This is not impressive to me.
But more to the point on Duggar and the guy, the caller, I mean, none of the Patriots rookies have really contributed. As I said, Uche had a sack yesterday, but that was the first time he's really popped up. And Jennings, the other linebacker, isn't necessarily lighting the world on fire either. I mean, Duggar is what he is. I guess he's not starting, so I don't know how much of an impact he can have. But
how about
none of
those
the
tight ends?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now he's had one decent little...
But I'm talking about those rookie tight ends.
Yeah,
baby.
Amazing, yeah.
They are showing and proving. I mean,
I'll tell you what, though. The class of 2019 draft class, not too bad. Not bad right now. I mean, between, Chase Winovich, Damian Harris. Damian Harris, he might end up being... We obviously, and you look, and there's enough evidence to say so, you can rip on Bill Belichick's drafting as of late. Damian Harris might end up being a success story the way he's playing.
He's on his way. I mean, he's on his way. The only back that's been any good since Corey Dillon or runs like this has been LeGarrette Blount. Four years ago, like a truck.
Who can get you three more yards than you thought you would get.
Yeah. And to give the Patriots haven't needed a guy like that. But now they do, and this kid's been real good.
So. Yeah, I mean, I'd take a running back from Alabama and late and stick him in and get a couple years out of him. Absolutely. I don't think Damian Harris is next Adrian Peterson or anything.
No,
but he's right now statistically one of the top five running backs in the league.
Yeah, statistically, he's also getting fed five times in a row to start games.
I mean, he's their offense.
Yeah,
I mean, really, is their offense.
Compare him to all backs, the other running backs that have gone through here. He's better than most. That's all I'm saying.
Yes. Yep. I like Damian Harris, but I don't think Damian Harris is anything special. But I like this, is that they're going to run the legs off of him.
I'm scared how much they're running him.
Well, no, because I mean, he's not.
Like, how long can a guy like that last?
Well, running backs, unless they're insane, otherworldly human beings, last 3 years. So, I mean, they're going to pound him for 3 years, and then he'll be out the door. They'll be selling you insurance. I mean, that's what's going to be happening. And he calls, and he's going to go, this is Damian Harris. And they're going to go, wait, Damian Harris? The Damian Harris from the Patriots from a couple of years ago? And he'll go, yeah. And then you'll go, sign me up for your most expensive policy. That's the way these things work. Ask Richard Todd when he would just cold call people and get all their money.
Jonas Gray.
Jonas Gray as well. Absolutely. All right, Rich. Gerard Mayo for a while, too. Rich, he was in sales. Rich, what is going on? What are we going to talk about?
Let's get to this game and hear some of the zogasms from an extremely impressive win.
All right. We will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, for Toucher Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
98.5 Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what is going on?
Oh, well, it was an absolute shocker down in Foxborough.
Burns sprints in motion right to left. A fake to him. Newton rolls it right. Flips it in the flat for Burkhead. Runs to the pylon with a dive. Touchdown, Patriots!
We call that a passing touchdown, folks.
Yep. What kind of team goes from barely beating the New York Jets to handily beating one of the better teams in the AFC? Well, that would be the bipolar 2020 New England Patriots. 23-17, the best win of the year. And not only did the Patriots look like an actual formidable NFL team, but they have also discovered that they may have a future star on their hands.
First and 10 out of the eye from the 41. Newton turns and gives it to Harris. Runs it through the middle. A big crease. Caught right at the 50. Runs it past the 45. Yeah. Hit and spins away from Humphrey. And eventually plummets at the 34-yard line.
Keep feeding him.
And they did. Damian Harris made the NFL's number one run defense look like chumps all day yesterday. 22 carries, 121 yards. He was just dragging dudes all around the field last night. He now has three games of 100 rushing yards or more this season in his first six career starts. There's only three other players with more 100-yard games, and two of them are named Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook. That is impressive. But needless to say, Fred, I think we could agree that Sony Michel not getting his starting position back for now. I think he is sitting there going, well, I'm not going to be playing much.
No, but Sony Michel will, you know, be on and off teams and midseason pickup and will go about his life.
Yep.
Good for him.
We have a real running back now. But another player also having a breakout season is a guy whose biggest play last night wasn't even at his position.
Newton will duck under center with three receivers wide to the left. Burkhead the single setback. A lateral to Jacoby Myers, the former NC State quarterback, looks to throw, airing it out deep down the right side for Rex Burkhead. Yeah. Dives and catches in the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots!
What a call! What a call!
Get those JM16 shirts ready to sell now.
I can't figure out. I mean, he's not, you know, going to be a superstar, but he's a serviceable receiver. He could be a receiver for the next 7 years.
He's been really good. I mean, he's been one of the better players on this team. That's, of course, a 4-5 team, but good for him. I mean, he's been playing hard, and he makes plays when they count. That one play for the first down, you know, that one catch at the end of the game was fantastic. He's been a playmaker all season long.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with him. He's reliable. No. He doesn't make big mistakes. He doesn't seem to have a lot of drops. Good for him. Keep them around.
Yeah, this season's all about finding guys. I mean, we all realize this Patriots team, although they'll have some key wins in here. Maybe they win they'll win 7 or 8 games this year. But it's all about finding guys. Damian Harris, okay, Patriots found that guy. He's your number one running back. You know, Jacoby Myers, he's a wide receiver. He's going to be a cheap option for you. He'll be your number three. When you get good again, he'll be a great number three guy that can operate out of the slot. He's not very fast, but he always seems to get open.
But
on defense, I looked it up. Duggar had 12 tackles yesterday. I mean, honest to God, I didn't think it was that many. Maybe they found him too. I don't know, but this year is all about finding guys like Myers and Harris. And so far, so good.
Well, somewhere Julian Edelman is quietly eating a pint of Ben & Jerry's and watching what Jacoby Myers is doing.
They
right
found
now.
The heir apparent to Julian Edelman.
They did. And maybe, you know, there's something to, you know, Sony Michel and Edelman not playing. You gave more reps to these other guys, and they've been able to showcase themselves.
Well, Michelle sucks. So that's addition by subtraction, and it is.
Isn't it nice when a running back goes through a hole, he can run away from some people?
Yeah.
How about makes his own hole?
Yeah.
Like, that's the other thing.
He
it's like, you know,
hard,
you can look at what Sony Michel, you know, has been doing, and a lot of the times it's all right. Well, you can give the line all the credit. I mean, Damian Harris made his own hole a bunch of times, and you've been looking for that, and you said it. LeGarrette Blount, he was the last guy I remember on this team that was able to do that consistently. So, you know, as I said, for now, it's been fun to watch. And Cam Newton, well, he was just dependable and didn't do anything stupid yesterday.
10 seconds and 9. Jackson takes the snap on 8. He pumps. He's in the pocket. He rolls right. He throws to the far side. Catch. No! Dobbins drops it with 2 seconds to go. And the Patriots are going to hold on and win it over Baltimore.
That's one hell of a win right here, boy.
That's not really the clip I thought it was going to be, but it's a great clip. But Cam Newton, he ran for a touchdown and threw for another. And when you saw how sloppy the Ravens played in the rain on the other side of the ball, really, that's good enough. And for as bad as, I mean, it was kind of astounding for a team like the Ravens, who are usually fairly disciplined. We've talked about this. There's very few teams that come to Foxborough and don't instantly crap themselves. And I know against this team, it's a different story. It's not as intimidating. But I mean, that was bad. I mean, they played so poorly, and there's no excuse, and you can use the rain, but I mean, the Patriots have just always been a good bad weather team, and it seems like this year they are once again.
This team is built for bad weather because they don't throw the ball.
Right.
And they don't throw the ball downfield.
Yeah, but they also – but, I mean, the Ravens were doing it on snaps. I mean,
well,
how many
well,
like,
that's, there's bad apparently snaps were there? This is the second game in a row that their center can't – they can't operate out of a pistol with their center.
That fourth down play, the Wildcat, that was unconscionable.
That was
bad. What are you doing?
The
I don't
play
know.
Call and everything. Like, just everything about that.
I don't even have a problem with the play call. It's just – I mean, it was a short yardage situation. They went to the Wildcat, so – but you got to review your center if that is indeed two games in a row. Because to be honest, I don't know what happened 2 weeks ago with him, but they were saying on the broadcast that he was having trouble. So if that's 2 weeks in a row that you can have Lamar Jackson running out of a pistol, that's your everything. I mean, they go get a center from some JUCO school. Like, go get a kid from a community college.
Yeah.
Go get a kid that can snap the ball to Lamar Jackson in a pistol. I don't care if he gets run over every play. Because that's a big issue.
Yeah.
Because they run everything out of the pistol. He doesn't go under center.
They showed the stat last night. He's last among all qualified quarterbacks to qualify stat-wise in snaps under center this year. There's no one who's taken fewer.
I know. Well, he is not. I mean, that was embarrassing yesterday. And for as bad as this guy played last week against a bad team, he made up for it last night against a good team.
Shotgun snap to Jackson. He's going to throw deep down the right side looking for Brown. Jackson is there. And J.C. Jackson with another interception. He lands with a diving pick at the 6-yard line. And that's an interception in 5 consecutive games for J.C. Jackson.
Yep, 2 certainties every game. Cam's going to wear a goofy hat. J.C. Jackson's going to get a pick. I mean, he has been great.
That
last
was
night,
awful, disgusting pass. That was just stupid. And J.C. Jackson stood there and played center field. And I know he wasn't playing safety, but he
stood there. Did he die for that one?
He stood there, and then the ball was
against,
in the air.
The one against the Jets was more of a pop-up to center field that Jackson ran under. I thought the interception last night, he had the wide receiver stride for stride. You can say what you want about airtime and the wind held it up, whatever. But Jackson had his man. The one against the Jets, it was double coverage, and he was kind of trailing the guy. and Flacco overthrew the receiver. Yeah, last
that was
a
bad pass, and you know it was a bad pass.
Well, yeah, it was a pop-up, but give Jackson credit. When the ball went up, he was right there. You know, it wasn't. There was some skill to get in the right position. You know,
and one cool thing about J.C. Jackson, by the way, I saw this last night. I don't know who put it out there, but he has the most interceptions of any player since he entered the league in 2018. He's got 14.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk while you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
New England goes empty with Newton to survey the defense. Takes the snap. He's going to run it right. Newton is going to walk in. Touchdown, Patriots. Scallops in the back of the end zone, celebrating a score as the Pats add to their lead.
.985 the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I'm looking around on Twitter, and it's happening, baby. And I know it's happening with John. It's subliminal, but it's happening with John. John, there is a part of you that saw that game yesterday, and you're thinking to yourself, if they get in, they just beat the Ravens. There's a slight part of you. There has to be. Because there is part of the audience, and Fred, you suck, and you stink, and you're the worst, and I knew it was going to happen, and then this, and good. It was a nice win, and I'm glad they won. I'm glad that the people are still on this team. It's beneficial to me. But they're, yeah, and this attitude, oh, Fred, yeah, you're a miserable prick. Okay, yeah, I'm miserable. It was a good win. This team's not anywhere near sniffing anything of any kind of substance this year, and they're not going to win this division. But, you know, come attack me, 617-779-0985. Tell me I'm wrong. I'm not. But
the only thing, Fred, that I can see, like, people clinging on to is that, would you put it past the Bills to somehow self-sabotage themselves?
They're up by so much now that it would take a lot.
Well, no, Miami's right behind them.
No. Oh, the
not
Bills...
Miami. Miami is, I think, a much better run, and they have a better chance, I think, of being solid in what they are and consistent.
But do I see the Bills having a worse record than the Patriots?
No. Once again, I don't.
No,
think
no.
It's
this is this is under the.
But this is where it's kind of fun. But
this is
where
the
it's
Patriot
fun.
Fan. Well, no, and there's nothing wrong with that. But this acts of aggression by these Patriot fans. Oh, Fred, you piece of garbage! No. First of all, I've said nothing, and no, it's fine. They can say it all they want. But this is exactly what I talked about. You're rooting for a team that you think is a team from 5 years ago. It's not. This team's not good enough to turn this thing around and make a run at it. It's not.
A run at what? A run at the Super Bowl?
A run at having any kind of success in the playoffs.
No.
Is there a tiny, tiny chance that they make the playoffs?
Yes.
Yes.
There is a chance that they get there.
What I think people are looking at.
No,
nobody, I think,
they're not.
Anything.
No, you're talking about, again, a certain. You're talking about most fans. I'm talking about the fans on the Twitter and on the Instagram.
Find me one that thinks they can do something in the playoffs. I don't think there's one.
I'll find you one right now. I can find it in 10 seconds.
Because
one,
I think even the most
two,
fervent of
three,
Patriots fans I'll, don't think that they can make a bang in the playoffs. I think making
the
playoffs
get in the
is
playoffs,
the
hang on. If the Pats get in the playoffs, they could pull off a sneaky win. I think a lot of bad teams make the playoffs this year.
Okay, they can get a win in the playoffs. All right, then that's
no. But this is the thing. It's that little tiny. The Patriots are going to do it again. No.
Well, I even saw Ben Volen yesterday saying they were one Cam Newton fumble and a 1 yard line stuff from being 6-3. And you're like, yeah, but if some butts are candy and nuts, I mean, they lost those games.
Listen, if the Jets, manage the ball better and they don't make that play call on third down against the Patriots and. And Folk misses that long field goal. I mean,
Baltimore,
the Jets
doesn't
win.
Have two ridiculous one ridiculous fourth down call and another fumble where they lost 16 yards in the fourth quarter.
No, it's
real quick before I see you looking at the calls. Don't let me in with those people, Fred. Please.
No, no. I'm not lumping it with them, but I do think because you were in a good mood this morning.
I was. I am.
It's and there awesome should be. This,
awesome
should
be. Not,
but I do think because you were in a good mood this morning.
I was. I am.
It's and there awesome should be. This, awesome should be. I'm not making fun of you. Yeah, if you're a Patriots fan, you saw young guys get better. Like, I mean, you're watching Damian Harris. You're seeing guys like Jacoby Myers, Chase Winovich. This is awesome. And you know what? For a team that's – for a year that you know they're not going to do anything, this is what you want to see. If they're not at the bottom, of course. Unless yes. you're tank, you're rooting right. for the tank. Right. This is right what exactly what you want
no,
to see.
You
they
can't root
a
for the
good
tank.
Team. No, you can't. But you saw them have an impressive win. You saw the young guys get better. And you saw an entertaining game. That's exactly what you want to see.
See, that
you
is,
A, know that they're not going to make the playoffs, and B, you know they're not going to tank.
It's well, that is a rational, healthy expectation of this team. That is not what a lot of these Patriots face. If your whole identity has been wrapped up in the success of this team, I mean, your whole online identity, everything in your life has been wrapped up in it. I mean, any little morsel you can get, and then you start lashing out. It's very interesting. Now, Dan, go ahead.
Freddie the Prophet, please preach to me, brother. I watch that game, and I'm like, you know what? Nope, don't get sucked
no.
in. Don't get fooled.
No.
Anybody watching what Big Ben in Pittsburgh is doing, I thought that guy was out of the league almost, like injured. Man, like we can't go against.
Who watched that game yesterday? Did anyone watch that game yesterday? What did I tell you about when they go five wide and Ben calls his own plays? I've said that a couple times on this show.
They're ridiculous.
When Ben goes five wide with that receiving core, and they have Connor lined up at receiver, when he goes five wide, it's like insanity. It's first of all, it's a whole mess because Ben's like looking at his arm and talking all around. But I mean, he throws someone over the middle. Those guys are humongous. Those guys, I mean, that's 6 yards a clip. That's 8 yards a clip every time he does that. That team is nuts.
Yeah, they're fun to watch, too.
Well, really that's what I'm telling you. Is remember when the Patriots would piss you off if you were rooting for someone else, so I guess no one would know this. But when they would go like Welker and Edelman and that like nonsense that, you know, Brady would get the ball out of his hand in 2 seconds and you'd be like, or not 2 seconds, in a second, and you'd just be like, ugh, and it was like that little paper cuts and they would
dunk. Yeah, they would just kill you.
When they go five wide. And Roethlisberger is calling his own plays because they're in a quasi hurry up. I mean, they hurry up the line, but then Roethlisberger is back there for 30 seconds. But when they do that, those receivers, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I mean, this isn't Antonio Brown streaking down the sideline. This is guys going over the middle. This is guys, you know, pick routes, and this is them getting it. And you can't tackle them with one guy. That is an impressive team.
You should see it. I mean, they're undefeated, and the two tough teams left on their schedule are Baltimore and Buffalo.
Yeah.
There's no one tougher. That's it.
Yeah, I'd like to see Josh Allen against that Pittsburgh defense. Mark, go ahead.
People aren't attacking you because the Patriots are good. They're attacking you because they're better than the Jets, man. You were sky high on Sammy D and that offensive line that they drafted earlier.
No.
You kept going on that shit in the preseason, man. I'm sorry.
All right. No, listen. I know. The Jets are terrible. Sammy D has been ruined. I was sold the bill of goods about Adam Gase. I don't know anything about Adam Gase. I didn't know.
I can't believe you, because, I mean... Like, he had, like, what success had he had? What reason had you been given that he could be a successful NFL head coach?
I've heard he was a quarterback whisperer and that they had hired him.
No, that's why he got the job.
No, I know.
I know that's why. That was
trusted,
the big selling point.
I trusted the process.
I saw what Ryan Tannehill was doing. And it was like, okay, well, then why didn't you whisper to him?
I know. I don't know what the Jets have to do about the Patriots. And other than I can inform you that this is going to be a muddy stream, and that, you know, you have to temper yourself. You can't get too up because then you're crashing down. Don't look to the future. Don't start looking at the schedule.
Stay in the moment.
That's exactly. Isn't that the secret to life? Use it as a life lesson.
Thank you.
Enjoy the win today. Don't get so crazy. Don't start lashing out. You're only going to fall hard.
But I know why people are feeling
why?
A little bit. Because the Bills are ahead of you.
Well,
that's
they're idiots.
Why. And I know, but. The Bills are ahead of you.
Yeah.
And
congratulations.
You get cocky when you see a win like the one you had yesterday.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, listen, it's okay to look and see the road and go,
Maybe.
No, No.
I know why they're doing that. And it's not an awful thing. It's bad. No. As long as you realize if they do end up making the playoffs, they're not doing anything.
No, come on. I mean, come on.
Right now they're, what, 10th? So, I mean, because now it's going to be, you know,
all right.
The top
you're doing
eight
exactly
teams,
what
right?
we're saying not to do. Curtis, go ahead. As you're looking at
gentlemen,
that. Go ahead, Curtis.
This team is garbage. you get last week, you guys were all talking about how horrible this roster is. They get a 1-in-100-year tsunami comes in and levels the playing field, and you guys, typical selfish Patriots fans that want to look at it only from their perspective. The reality is, you don't think that storm had an effect. It clearly affected Baltimore's offense.
Which, Patriots had way, to play in it too, Curtis.
No, but it
Baltimore's offense, 30th, I believe, ranked offense passing in the league.
Yes.
Baltimore is not a good team, and the Patriots are even worse. They are better than the Jets, but just barely.
I don't know why the Jets are
number one run defense in the league, and the Patriots carve them up.
I don't know why the Jets keep being brought up. I didn't say anything about the Jets. They have not mentioned them today. But, yes, you're right.
I'm sorry, just one more thing, right? I haven't ever heard this name talked about. And it's my little gift to New England Patriots fans, potentially. You know, I think Cam Newton's a mistake, you know, the long-term talk for him and everything. Why isn't anyone talking about Tyrod Taylor here for a potential fit? I think he's a cheaper version, better than Cam Newton. And with Hibbert's emergence, he's potentially available for probably a second, third-round pick from San Diego.
No, if this is the way that you're going to run this team, this is the way that you're going to – you want Cam Newton. I mean, if this has got to be a dream for Bill Belichick.
Because he's a leader.
Mistake-free. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about mistake-free football. Taking the ball out of all. This is the dream of a coach because you're designing plays where it's very difficult to make a mistake. So you know how that feeling probably every time the ball's snapped and you're the coach and you're like, well, I can't control anything now. Now you're controlling everything. Well, all that has to happen.
He didn't play mistake-free football against the Bills. I mean, that cost him the game.
So. Well, yeah, but that was not Belichick's fault. I mean, that's him dangling the ball out there. I mean, that's him fumbling. They were in position to win that game. Bill Belichick can look at that game and said, I put you in position to win it. We should have won that game.
No, I think I understand what Fred's saying. He and Josh McDaniels have carefully crafted a game plan. When you put Brady out there, you know, Tom is the best quarterback in NFL history. He can go empty or he can throw the ball all over the place. It's not really Belichick or McDaniels. It's Brady who's calling his plays and has been in the offense for two decades. This offseason, when you got Cam Newton, you put together a plan in place. Okay, given the skill set of this quarterback, we have to do this.
Yeah.
And Cam Newton's following their script. And they're winning because of it.
They handed the ball off to Damon Harris, what, 5 times in a row to start the game?
Yes.
I mean, that's a coach's wet dream.
And
I mean, that's
what
you dream about.
Cam's not coming here trying to pad his stats either. He's accepting what's being given to him, even though, you know, his numbers don't stand out. And for a guy who wants a contract, you would think there's something inside of you that's like, dude, let me, you know, pad my stats a little bit. Look, you know, be D'Antoni for me. That's not the case.
No, he got a taste of what losing's like here, and he didn't like it. He did not like that, I can tell you that. But, yeah, handing to Damian Harris and going, ooh, tee-hee, 5 in a row, yes, yes. And Damian Harris is like, please take me out of the game. Please, I'm dying. Don't hand it to me again.
No, the best was they hand the football. They run 6 of the first 7 plays. They get 3 first downs. And then Josh, as Josh does, gets tricky. He decides to throw the ball 3 times. And after he calls 3 passing plays, they're out of field goal range and have to punt.
Yep. All right, we'll be back. We got Ted Johnson.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.